Then you might say, again, but she'll be up again by
tomorrow.
Would you ever say by and by?
Maybe, probably in a few days or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If a person sat in the draft and began to cough, you might say last night he.
Is he caught a cold?
All right. If it's affected his voice, you might say he is.
His voice.
Okay. And when you have a cold, you do.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, if you're tired, you might say,
I'm feeling a little sleepy.
Okay. And then at 6 o'clock, I'll.
Go to bed.
And in the morning, I will.
Go to.
Okay. Okay, instead of getting up, before you get up, you have to do something first. Your eyes have to open and you.
Wake up.
Okay. Okay. And you might say if you go to somebody's house and somebody's sleeping, that they've, you know, they're finished with their sleeping, somebody would tell you, he's still sleeping, better go, what?
Quietly.
Uh-huh. But if his time was up for his nap.
Oh, better go wake him.
Okay. Okay, if you can go to the doctor, he might give you some medicine and say,
take this.
Okay. And then if you talk to him a couple days later, you might say, yesterday I
took the medicine you told me to.
Okay. And then if you saw him a week later, you might say, several times I have.
Taken it.
Okay. If somebody can't hear at all, you say they are stone
deaf.
Okay. And if you've been working hard and you take your wet shirt off and say, look how I
perspire.
Okay. Now, what would you call a sore that comes to a head, say on your arm?
A ball.
Okay.
Or a rise.
Okay. You know, when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out is what?
The pour of pus.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody call it anything else?
Any corruption.
Okay. Okay, if you got an infection in your hand, so bad that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you say my hand.
Sperm.
Okay. And a bee, if you got stung by a bee, you might say, and my hand.
It's frozen.
Okay. Okay, and if it's not infected, it probably won't.
Swell.
Okay. And then what do you call when you get a blister of the liquid that forms under the skin?
A blister?
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the stuff that comes out of a blister is what?
Is this water?
Okay. Say in the water, if a bullet goes through the arm, you say you have a?
Wound.
Okay. And what would you call the kind of skinless growth that in a wound that's got to be burned out?